stories told by friendly cobra, tiny and bold. He will talk about local stories. They normally don't have schnauzers, but they're stories. Yippee-yay, community crickets. Yippee-yay, community crickets. Everybody loves community crickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Community Quick Hit sponsored by
Airstream of DFW and Twin Peaks.
Here's Dan.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
We're good.
Good, man. All right, so if I say the name or phrase or term Salt Bay, what does that mean to either of you? Anything?
He's that dude that does the
very
arm
good
salting on the steak.
I've seen
guy.
That guy like a
people
lot.
Like steak. You've seen the
on
meme
the internet lately.
Okay. There is relevance to why I'm bringing this guy up. This guy's name is Nusret Goki. We'll go with that. Nusret Gocke. He is a Turkish butcher, chef, and restaurateur. He owns a massive line of luxury steakhouses called, I'm going to probably screw this up too, Nusret, Nusret-et.
Yeah.
And the reason he is famous is because in 2017, there was a viral video that was posted on his restaurant's Twitter account, and it was viewed over 10 million times on Instagram. He was then dubbed Salt Bay because of his peculiar way of sprinkling salt. And what he does, and first of all, you got to get a load of this guy's look that he's throwing down.
Oh, it's awesome.
He's got the round, dark sunglasses, like the John Lennon sunglasses. He's Turkish, so he's nice and olive skin. He's got a gelled, slicked back hair and a mustache and a little goatee.
Kind of looks like DeJesus.
He kind of looks a little bit like Mark Rebier.
Yeah.
But Mark Rebier is very ironic, you know?
Yeah.
He's got a scene going on and he's hilarious. This guy's serious. He's very serious about the way he seasons your steak. And what he does is he takes a little pinch of salt and he'll walk up to your steak and he'll just kind of let it sprinkle down the forearm and it just goes all over your steak. That thing got viewed over 10 million times.
Dude.
And due to that viral exposure that he got from that post, his profile has just blown up as his chain of restaurants has blown up as well. He started out born in Turkey, but because of his family's financial situation, he had to move. But he got his start working in restaurants like in Argentina and the United States, where he would work in these restaurants for free, just learning how to gain experience as a cook and a restaurateur. And then he returned to Turkey and opened up his first restaurant in Istanbul 11 years ago and later opened one in Dubai in 2014. Now he's got them all over the United States. There's, I believe, one in L.A., there's New York, there's Vegas. And most recently, he opened up a restaurant in Dallas on March 4th, right over on Clyde Warren Park. Okay.
Yes. Now, yeah. Is it the same? Is it on the north side of the park? Where
it's
I guess
on,
it would have to be.
Yeah. No, actually, I believe it's on Pearl and that little access Woodall Rogers kind of access road. So it's kind of on the southy side at the corner, kind of like the southeast corner of the park.
That's impossible.
I'm just telling you what I know.
Okay.
Or what I saw on Google Maps. Well, he went viral again at his restaurant in Dallas.
Is this the one where he's feeding the black lady?
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
So what has happened is this tweet or Instagram post blew up. And the one that I've seen the most posts of, it's a woman posted this and it says, Salt Bay feeding a woman lamb provocatively while her man watches. Now, if you watch the video, Salt Bay comes up to your table. He's in a black shirt, T-shirt, tight, with a gold chain and his sunglasses and his goatee and his slick back hair. And he's real provocative, and he's cutting the steaks just so, with such an air of flash and debonair. And he takes a piece of steak and puts it on the tip of a solid gold knife. And I guess that's part of the bit, that he gives the first piece of succulent meat to somebody at the table.
And it's gigantic, that meat.
Yeah, it's big 6-inch long piece of meat. And he dangles it over this woman's mouth, and she's sitting next to her date. And we'll get to what these restaurants are really about in depth in a few minutes here. But he dangles the meat, and look, this isn't about him. This is more about her.
Yeah.
And she opens her mouth and sticks her tongue all the way out and curves it up and takes the meat, and it's hanging out of her mouth, and she's like, yum, yum, yum. Meanwhile, her date is looking at her and looking at Salt Bae like, what the hell just happened?
His look is
it's priceless.
Absolutely hilarious.
So this post was this disrespectful. So, of course, you've got a bunch of people, you know, tweeting this, retweeting it, commenting on it. One person said, imagine paying $800. We'll get to this in a minute, but that would be on the very low end of what your tab would be. At Salt Bae's restaurant for your anniversary and your wife is giving the eye contact extendo tongue combo for his meat. Dude. I'm flipping the effing table if that's me.
That guy, his reaction, first of like just kind of watching the guy and then watching him dangle the gold knife over her mouth and then her eating it. And then he kind of turns back around. He's like, what is happening here?
Why am I here?
Why didn't I just make a reservation at Cheddar's?
Yeah.
So the reason, one of the main reasons we're doing this is because, hey, Amari Cooper ended up showing up at the restaurant on Saturday. He brought some friends, and they watched Salt Bae chop up some delicious meats. And there's cameras going around the table, and Amari's kind of watching it. And, you know, he's into the atmosphere of it, and people are taking pictures, and there's videos and whatnot. So Salt Bae decides to try the same bit, and he dangles the meat in front of Amari. And Amari's like, nah, bitch. Ain't about that. And he starts pointing to other people at the table going, hey, over here. No, that dude wants it. That dude wants it. And people are like laughing and turning it down. And finally, some little kid that's sitting at the table is like, here, give that to me. And Salt Bae gives him the meat, and the kid eats it, and hilarity ensues, and everybody's
Salt
having
Bae.
Fun.
Yeah,
I know. Bae. Salt Bae. So
Amari didn't want to turn into another meme.
Dude, does he not look like...
Exactly.
He looks like the Jesus from the Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Kinda,
like
yeah.
Jesus Quintana.
Yeah, no doubt. So the Amari Cooper video went viral, and people are commenting on that, and some people are saying that Amari Cooper was displaying toxic masculinity by refusing to eat the food.
Okay.
Others were like, no, that Cooper had no other option than to turn down the bite because he didn't want to end up, I wouldn't do it either. Mm. It's like, man, put my damn steak on a plate like a normal human.
Yeah, but man, it's all about the presentation, and there's a reason that this guy's been able to open up these places, and it's because of acts like that.
It is.
And
it truly is.
The look and everything.
He developed a persona based on that viral video that went crazy 4 years ago about him just with my salt. It's like Buffalo Bill with, you know, the business cards. Just that.
Like if he looked like Dom DeLuise, this would not play as well.
No. He's a good looking Turkish man.
Yeah.
In his tight shirt and his slick back hair. Well, anyway, the Dallas Morning News did a review on Salt Bae's restaurant, Nurse Nusseret.
Did Sarah go?
Let's see. Yes, of course. It was Sarah. And Sarah's headline is priceless. It says, why you should go to Salt Bae's new Dallas steakhouse exactly one time. It's now or never. And if you decide on never, that would be okay. So apparently, it's now or never meant that Salt Bae has been in Dallas for the last few days. I guess the last week or so since they opened on March 4th. Now, I don't know what's going to happen once Salt Bae leaves and you have, you know, Carl, your server, trying to do the little elbow salt trick. It's just not going to have the same effect, especially.
Are they all taught this?
That I don't know. I don't know if it's just Salt Bae that does this. And then what happens also is Salt Bae will be up cutting your steak, and he does it like with a, he sharpens the knife at the table, and he's like, chop, 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 chop. And he does this thing to kind of flip it over so it's all splayed out perfectly. And then he asks an assistant for the salt. And he grabs the salt, and he just lets it dangle down his arm onto your meat. And then the servers come by, and then they sweep up all the salt that didn't make it onto the meat. It's just such a ridiculous production. Well, anyway,
I eat that meat.
I'm sure it's fine, but let's go.
I mean, the dangler. Like the
you would?
The opener, yeah. Why not?
Even with a camera in your face?
I think it'd be hilarious.
Okay, so this is some of the ridiculousness that goes on in this restaurant. So one of these slabs of meat is gold-crusted. It's edible gold, and they encrust the beef with gold and the hamburger as well.
God. What does that even mean?
I don't know. But let's take a look at the menu, shall we? Let's say this is the lunchtime menu. If you wanted to go eat a big slab of lamb for lunch, which I often do.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You'll catch me eating lamb probably 4 days a week at 11 a.m.
This menu was posted from lunchtime on Friday, this past Friday. If you want to go in and say you want to have something light, I'm just going to have a salad.
Yeah,
you know, I don't
want
to spend a lot of money, just something light for lunch. Well, that salad is going to run you $30 for a salad.
Now, you know, our lunch tenet is nothing over
10.
Yeah. I've raised that with inflation to 11.
Before or after tax?
After.
Okay, like so $9.99 is going to equal $10.81 after tax.
Yes,
that's basically it.
Yeah,
okay.
You cannot get me to eat lunch for more than that.
Yeah, but maybe you'd like to not have red meat and you want to go the salmon route. A nice piece of grilled salmon is going to run you $55.
Oh my God!
Oh, just wait. 8 hour roasted short ribs. And I get the short rib. It's not terrible. It's $130 for two people. Prices go up to $275 for five people. And the short ribs, that's usually kind of an appetizer.
Why
that's
is
not
it
a
so
big
expensive?
Thing. It's just the thing. It's expensive because it can be.
Is this the NFT of meat?
I think so. Now, let's say you want to try that gold-crusted burger.
Uh-huh.
That's going to run you $300.
Whoa.
For a hamburger.
And there are people that pay this?
They said the place was packed when this woman went. She said it was packed. You want to try the gold-crusted tomahawk steak?
Oh, my God.
$1,100.
Come on!
I swear to God. Dude, if a hamburger's three bills,
man,
a steak's going to run you $1,100. They're French fries. A side of French fries is $15.
Mino, take that stimmy check.
go
have lunch.
I can get like 1,400 orders of...
Think about
nuggets.
That. Think about that.
Yeah, you can.
Go. You spend
and
your stimulus
years.
You spend your stimulus check on lunch for you. That's
There's
what
somebody
this is.
Doing that.
Yep.
They have steaks that are priced up to $2,200 at this restaurant. Mashed potatoes, just a side of mashed, $19.
Mashed potatoes
for $19. And people thought that like Albernais and Bob's and places like that, not Bob's. I mean, Bob's is a great, they're great values. All of those places are really good values. This is insulting. This is just insulting. And everything that I've read is that if you go to this place and it's based just on the food, you're going to be incredibly disappointed. But it's about the atmosphere. Yeah. If you look at it as like a show.
Right.
Then it's kind of like, well, I guess I can justify $1,100 for a piece of beef.
Is he guaranteed to come out to your table?
No, he's not. That's the whole
point. He's gone back to Turkey.
Dude, he's got like 11 of these around the world.
You get Salt Bae intern.
Yeah, you get the cray tray of Salt Bae.
Here's some salt.
Salt tray.
But yeah, Amari Cooper wasn't having it. And I don't blame him.
Oh,
and look, I'm looking at this side of fries, man. It's a small little basket of fries. And you know what they look like? They look like potatoes that were deep fried.
Yeah.
And they're $15.
Right. Damn, man. Okay. I wonder if it's one of these places where you need reservations now. Remember that the story about that restaurant that got in trouble for twerking, where you got to get booked it like a month out.
They had to close one of his restaurants in Boston because he wasn't doing the COVID protocol.
Meat Man?
Meat Man, Salt Bay. And then he reopened, I think, a couple of months later. Yeah, this guy's kind of a mess.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danny.
Yeah?
If someone would like to take me and or this show.
Okay. You don't want to go here? This is not your jam?
What? I want a tomahawk steak.
Look, this all this is a reason for people that have money to go there, get Salt Bay to sprinkle your stupid salt on your meat, and then they take a freaking Instagram video and they post it and it tells all their friends, look at me.
I did
this
it.
This is nothing but look at me. This is our freaking culture that we live in now.
Being served by the Jesus.
Yeah. And unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
All right, good stuff. There's Community Quick Hits. Let's do a little Sturm Center next.
Yeah.